We welcome people to come on in and choose a seat here on the floor for the morning chapel, Camp Day Chapel. And those who are here, camp reps and stuff, you know, and anyone who's here, join us. But it's fine to hang around the edges and in the back as well. But we want to have a nice gathering in the front too. Welcome, everyone. I'm Brian Martin Burkholder, campus pastor, and working with Sandy Brownscum right up front, top there, in hosting the camp day activities last evening and also today. We have four camping and outdoor ministry majors who are sharing reflections as part of this chapel time today. I hope you'll each introduce yourself when you're up here, your name and whatever else. And also some singing, some fun singing this morning in just a little bit. I want you, if you're here in the middle, just take a look around at all the camps that are here and notice the names of them on their displays and way in the back. Notice who's here. And we hope that there'll be some time at the close of this worship and also through the rest of the morning and through the lunchtime to interact with the various camp staff that are here. We're excited in a shared ministry between what happens at camps and an outdoor ministry and campus ministry here on at EMU, but on all college campuses. I see a lot of synergy, a lot of equipping that benefits our ministries in both settings, and that excites me a great deal. I'm going to just call the music team up to get us started, and then we'll flow right into the reflections.
Welcome to Camp Chapel, everybody. Woo! Yeah! At camp, we like to get excited about things, so if I say something and there's a pause, just cheer loudly, okay? So. Yeah. Woo! So we picked some camp songs to sing. They're not spiritual at all, so sorry if you're hoping
And
to.
Brian said music. I just want you to have a very loose interpretation of that word, music.
So. Okay, so first song is called... Yeah! First song is called the Birdie Song. We got some lyrics on the screen. Please stand up. Please mimic all of our very expressive motions to get into the mood.
Ready?
Yeah! I like it. Okay, here we go. Way up in the sky, the little birds fly. Way down in the nest, the little birds rest. With the ring on the left,
left,
and the wing on the right,
right.
The little birds lay down their heads for the night.
Shh!
They're sleeping!
Then up comes the sun.
The dew falls away.
Good morning, the little birds say.
Woo! Yeah! All right, this song has a lot of moving around, so please watch and catch on as soon as you can.
It's more not this one. Not that one.
It's very repetitive, so don't worry about not having lyrics.
You will catch on. Go ahead. And we form banana, form, form, banana, form, banana, form, form, banana,
and
peel, banana, peel, peel, banana. Peel, banana, peel, peel, banana, and we go! Bananas, go, go, bananas, go, bananas, go, go, bananas,
and we
form potato, form, form, potato, and we form potato, form, form, potato, and we peel potato, peel, peel, potato, and we feel potato, peel, peel, potato, and we mash potato, mash, mash, potato, and we mash potato, mash, mash, potato, and we form the orange, form, form, the orange, and we form the orange, form, form, the orange, and we peel the orange, peel, peel, the orange, and we peel the orange, peel, peel, the orange, and we squeeze. All right. And the last one is this slightly more complicated.
Brace yourself.
I don't know German, so the lyrics aren't accurate.
it's phonetic.
As you can see, there's it's grammatic. There's a call and response.
Phonetic.
That one, yeah. There's a call and response. At the end, there's like a little song that goes along with it. I didn't write that out, but I'm sure you'll catch on to the song part. So I'll be the leader. Mariah will be the people, and you can follow Mariah. Ach von der Musik.
Deutsches Vaterland.
Ach von Spiele.
Ach von Spiele.
I can play the zumba za, zumba 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 za, zumba 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 za, zumba 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 za. Ach von der Musik.
Deutsches Vaterland.
Ach von Spiele.
Ach von Spiele.
I can play the viola, vio vio viola. Vio vio viola, vio vio viola. Zumba 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 za, zumba 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 za, zumba 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 za, zumba 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 za. Ach von der Musik.
Deutsches Vaterland.
Ach von Spiele.
Ach von Spiele.
I can play the piccolo.
Pico pico piccolo. Pico pico piccolo.
Pico pico piccolo.
Vio vio viola. Vio vio viola. Vio vio viola. Vio vio viola. Zumba 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 za. Zumba 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 za. Zumba 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 za. Zumba 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 za. Ach, von der Musik.
Deutsches Vaterland.
Ach, von Spiele.
Ach, von Spiele.
I can play the bagpipes.
Pico pico piccolo, pico pico piccolo,
pico pico piccolo,
pico pico piccolo.
Vio vio viola, vio vio viola, vio vio viola, vio vio viola. Zumba 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 za, zumba 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 za. Zumba 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 za, zumba 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 za. Ach von der Musik.
Deutsches Vaterland.
Ach von Spiele.
Ach von Spiele.
I can play the bongos. Boom 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 boom.
Pico piccolo, pico pico piccolo, pico pico piccolo.
Vio vio viola, vio vio viola, vio vio viola, vio vio viola. Zumba zumba za, zumba 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 za, zumba 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 za, zumba 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 za. Woo! Yeah!
If you're not out of breath, you didn't do it right.
Thank you all.
Good morning. For those of you, I'm out of breath too. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Amanda Helfrich. I am a senior outdoor ministry and adventure leadership major, as most of us. Anyone who has met me for more than like a couple minutes knows that I am a very outdoorsy person. And I grew up going to camp every summer, worked or volunteered at three different camps over the years. Thanks, Brian. Wait, take them.
You took my notes.
And grew up like entertaining myself in the woods or outside in general. So that comes very naturally to me. But despite having a strong and frequent connection with the woods and nature up to this point, this past year has, in specific, has really challenged me in my passions, ultimately making that bond stronger, but it was still hard in the process. So I'll go into that a little bit. I often find God and encounter him in spiritual moments while in nature. However, my cross-cultural last spring semester to Guatemala and Cuba often found myself living in capital cities of Havana and Guatemala City, so I didn't get much nature experience there, which was really difficult for me at times, but really solidified my passion and need for nature, but also challenged me to find God in new and unique ways. A week after cross-cultural, I kind of did a 180 and went on wilderness seminar, which is about 2.5 weeks out in the woods in West Virginia somewhere. And that was just a really change of pace from 3.5 months of traveling in Central America. But even though being out in nature was so familiar to me, it had a novelty about Wilderness Seminar that was just made it interesting, and it was still intriguing and all new to me. So that was really cool. And camp this summer was the same way, because I was at a different camp than I had grown up in and worked in the past. It had a new kind of spin on it. This past fall semester, I did a project for a class that was kind of self-directed, where I intentionally spent 30 minutes outside every day, in addition to like walking to class and that kind of thing, usually in Parkwoods down on the other end of campus. And that was really eye-opening for me, even though I thought going into it, it would be really easy. It's like, oh, 30 minutes, that's nothing. But when it got cold and rainy, it wasn't that easy. But I found myself, again, discovering that what kept me coming back was the prospect of discovering something new, either in the woods or about myself. So in general, through all those experiences over the past year especially, but the couple of years, through camp and Wilderness Seminar and cross-cultural and camp again and that project, I found that the reason that they were all so enjoyable and enlightening was because my passion in those things was greater than any of the pain that I experienced through that. And while camp and nature will always be familiar to me and comfortable to me, there's still, like, what's invigorating about it is that there's always something new to learn, whichever setting you're in, and these past few experiences have really taught me that. I'm grateful for that.
So my name is Malachi Bontrager. I am a senior this year, outdoor ministry major. And so I grew up on a small camp in lower New York called Camp Deer Park, a little Mennonite camp, where my father was the director. And I always said that I was not going to follow in my father's footsteps. So when I came here, I decided to major in outdoor ministry and adventure leadership. But I choose my major here, and I have stuck to that because of the experience that I had in my gap year between high school and college. So I was at this really small camp in southern Florida called Gator Wilderness Camp School for Troubled Boys. And these kids come from broken homes. They come from all kinds of these being heavily medicated. Some of them have been in and out of juvenile detention. Some of them have been in and out of mental health facilities. And they all come to this one spot and get completely unplugged. And it's great. And it's nature. And they're able to feel loved. And they're able to find a system. And they're able to do gainful work and build things for them. And then after those 18 months, after those 2 years, they take that out, and they're just completely changed. And so during that time, I was just so convicted. I sort of fell in love with nature, fell in love with this program. So I just want to talk a little bit about nature's effect on me, and I think nature's effect on others. So nature is therapy. There were so many times that we worked with these kids, and you can kick and you can scream as much as you want, but the tree is not going to scream back. You know, the tree is not going to scream back, and the tree is not going to kick back. And eventually, where are you? It's just you. It's you and nature. It's you and the tree. Nature is calming. Nature is vast. There's so many times that I've been out on Wilderness Seminar, over cross-cultural, at camp, at a number of different camps. And you just have to say, wow, this is awesome. This is so cool. This is God. And in that way, nature is just such a balm, such a therapy. Nature is education. These kids, they came into camp behind in school. They were doing terribly. They were heavily medicated. They had been bouncing around. They came to camp, and they received no formal education. Nature was the education that they received. They would plan hiking trips and canoeing trips. They would plan their menus. They would plan their routes, and they would get math education. They would get science, biology, history lessons, all from what they did there. And in the end, they would average about jumping 2 or 3 grade levels from the time they were at camp to the time they left camp. And so just the importance of education in nature. And finally, nature is creativity. If any of you have been on a camp or a canoe trip, you're paddling down, you don't have anything to do. You're going to be creative. You're going to play these word games. You're going to imagine. You say, what if? In nature, a stick is anything that you want it to be. It's anything that you want it to be. And it's just fantastic. It's amazing. Creative play is something that I miss in my daily life, and I need nature to help me out with that. So yeah, nature, guys. The boys that were at Gator Camp, they needed to be away from society. They needed to be away from the world. And it took them 2 years. It took them 2 years to rejuvenate, to relax, to take on responsibility, and to take that out and become leaders in their community. For people like you and me, it probably should take 2 years. But I would encourage everyone to go outside, go and soak up nature, go hiking, find an overlook where you cannot say anything but wow, and feed your soul. Thanks.
All right, my name is Erin. I'm also an outdoor ministry major. I'm a junior though, and I come from New Jersey. So as I was thinking about what to talk about today, I thought about what draws me back to camp each year. So I was thinking about the campfires, thanks Brian, the woods, the pool, the lake, the games, and the community, in particular, the faith community. See, camp is where I feel the most support from people. They always have my back, and they always seem to challenge me when I need to be challenged. Camps I've been to have this idea that a person can be the real them. So what I mean by that is that at school, you have to live up to others' expectations. So if you're an athlete, you only play play sports, you never do drama or theater or music things, and vice versa. But at camp, you have the opportunity to do whatever you want. There's no boundaries. You can try archery, dancing, anything you want. And that whole idea of being the real you is what I think has grown my faith the most. I'm allowed to think the way I want to think. There's nobody telling me what's right or wrong. I mean, there are people saying right and wrong, but I have the ability to have a free thought of things that I'm told. And because of this idea, I have grown from little kid Aaron, that was from like second grade, knowing what's right and wrong for my parents in Sunday school, to 21-year-old Aaron that has a real relationship with God. Thank you.
So I'm Jonathan Augsburger. Those of you who know me, I go by Burger, so feel free to call me that. I have grown up going to camp. It has been kind of a staple in my life for as long as I can remember. And we like to say here in this program, the outdoor ministry program here at EMU, we kind of have two types of people. We have the folks who are the camp people, and we have the folks who are the adventure people. And for a while, wasn't kind of sure which category I fit into because I felt like I loved each of them equally. So eventually I just kind of chose, okay, I'm going to go the adventure route. But because of that, and I think because of the time that I spend, so much of that time that I spend alone on adventures, expeditions, excursions, I've come to appreciate very certain aspects about camp all the more. So just a little bit of history here before I jump into that. I grew up going to a camp in eastern Kentucky in Breathitt County, which I don't know if this is still true or not. Feel free to fact check me. But during my childhood, as I went there, that was, I believe, the number one poorest county in the entire country, Breathitt County, Kentucky, where there is nothing but a few mountaintop coal mines. And because of that, this camp that I grew up going to, we had nothing. There was nothing there. I'd be hard-pressed to say there was a budget. But something kept myself and a couple hundred kids coming back every single summer. And it wasn't until recently when I started to think about it that I started to realize why. That there's this place where I have a playground, have one of those merry-go-rounds that's notorious for hurting campers, and a swing set, and a dining hall, and a few cinder block cabins, and that's it. It's out in the middle of nowhere on 300-400 acres of donated land, and a few frisbees, maybe a rope. And I realized that the only reason that I kept coming back time after time after time after time my entire childhood was because of the people. And that kind of brought me to this realization that, for me at least, camp is people. We talk about how much faith maturation goes on at camp, and that is very true. And we talk about the adventure experiences and all of these awesome, fun things that kids can do, and all of those are awesome. That's a huge part of camp. But camp wouldn't be camp without the people there. And as I've grown and visited camps around the country, the same thing is true everywhere. You know, they sing different camp songs, or they sing the same camp songs different ways, which, that's a whole nother story. You all know that one. But the point is, regardless of where you go all around the country, camps wouldn't be camps without the people. And you all come into this dinner that we were all a part of last night and then today, and I know maybe a fraction of you, like maybe a quarter of you, but somehow I feel like I know everybody and everybody knows everybody. It's like this giant camp family. And that is what I have come to love so much about camp, is that I was talking with my dad the other day, and his words were just camp is camp is camp is camp is camp. Regardless of where you are, camp is camp. It's this place where kids and staff come together and somehow end up in this weird symbiotic relationship where, you know, one thinks they're blessing the other, but in return, it's like, I don't even know what. So much blessing pours out of that relationship. So that is what camp has been to me for years. And I think a large part of that is due to the fact that I grew up going to a camp that had nothing. All we had were the people. But that is exactly why so many kids came back year after year after year after year. So I see that as really encouragement to all of us that camp is about the people, and it's about the people involved and about how those people can affect and bless each other. So as we head into another camp summer, keep that in mind. Keep that in the back of your head, that this is a time where we can pour into and minister to people, because that is what I've come to believe about camp, is that's what it's all about. It's about the people involved. So would you all pray with me? Lord, we thank you for an opportunity to come together and to enjoy some quality time and fellowship with each other in this giant camp family that we've all somehow become a part of. And we just pray that as we head throughout today, head throughout this summer and the weeks to come, that there might be the beginnings of quality, lasting, and bonding relationships formed that started here today. We thank you for those relationships that are already existing. We thank you for those that are yet to come. But most of all, we are incredibly grateful that Father, you have brought us here together
to engage in this just amazing ministry opportunity with and for one another. Amen.
So Berger talked about the same songs with different lyrics. I just want to let you know, we're going to sing the Beaver song, not the Beaver song. We're going to sing the Badger song. And it's not the Beaver song. It's the Badger song.
Everybody get up.
Woo! Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. Woo!
This is a repeat after me song.
This is a repeat after me song.
So I'm going to lead and you can follow Grantley. Thank you. This is also a do as I do song.
This is also a
Badgers one, badgers all, let's all do the badger call.
Badgers one, badgers all, let's all do the badger call.
Badgers two, badgers three, let's all climb the badger tree.
Badgers two, badgers three, let's all climb the badger's tree.
Badgers four, badgers five, let's all do the badger jive.
Badgers four, badgers five, let's all do the badger jive.
Badgers six, badgers seven, let's all go to badger heaven.
Badgers six, badgers seven, let's all go to badger heaven.
Badgers eight, badgers nine, stop. It's badger time! Go Badgers!
Go Badgers!
Go Badgers! Go Badgers! Go Badgers! Go Badgers!
Go Badgers! Woo! Thank you all for coming to Camp Chapel. Oh, Brian has some words before we go.
But he was on the same track. Oh, just looking forward to fellowship in this space with all those who came to be with us this morning. If you need to get to class, then come after class or through lunch. But for all students who are here, please mix it up and learn something from those who joined us. Thank you for those who brought reflections and led the music. Let's give them a round of applause, and then we'll have our fellowship.